Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, as pastor of New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, I have always tried to be transparent in my actions and in my thoughts. In preaching and teaching the gospel to you, I have genuinely shared with you my struggles and my shortcomings, even as a pastor and a man of God. On last Sunday, I shared with you that I too have moments of doubt and moments of weakness. Look, New Providence and friends, I realize that I am not a Superman type Christian, but I am made of flesh and blood, and I have my share of struggles just like you. So since I try my best to be as honest with you as possible, this morning, I must confess that I am feeling emotionally overwhelmed by all the things that are happening around us. I am feeling emotionally overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic, the not knowing of who has the virus, the not knowing of who has been exposed to the virus, the not knowing of when there will be a cure for the virus is emotionally draining me, and I'm feeling overwhelmed. Not only am I feeling emotionally overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic, but I am feeling a little overwhelmed with the political environment of our day. There is so much negative information and lies coming from political candidates against each other that I wish, and I know you do too, you wish that probably at this time political ads would be banned. Not only am I feeling emotionally overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic and the political environment that we live in, but I am also feeling overwhelmed by the racial attitudes and injustice that is still prevalent in our land. I don't know about you, but to me, it seems like the people who were once undercover racists are now revealing publicly that they are proud of their racial hatred. I am overwhelmed with what is taking place racially in our country. But you know what I've discovered, New Providence and friends? I discovered that I am not the first, or will I be the last person who had feelings of being overwhelmed. My brothers and sisters, when we look at the backdrop that our Psalm 61 text is set in, we discover that it is a low time in the life of King David. It is a time of danger, a time of despair, and a time of disappointment. It is a time of great hurt and anguish for David, because we discovered that his favorite son, Absalom, has now become his fiercest foe. Absalom, the once beloved son of David, has now taken on a new attitude. And through his behavior and actions, has literally denounced and turned on his father, David, and his family. Absalom slays his brother Amnon. He also coveted his father David's position as king. And then he steals the people's heart away from his father David and sets himself up as king in opposition to his father David. But to make matters worse, Absalom forms an army and seeks to take the life of his father, David. Now, you talk about being in an overwhelming situation. You know, it's one thing for one's enemy to try to get rid of them, but when your own family is trying to take you out, that, to me, my brothers and sisters, is seriously overwhelming. How many of you watching today or listening know that family problems can become overwhelming sometimes? Those closest to our hearts have the most power to wound us and bring us grief. Am I right about it? Now remember with me that David, the one who is encountering or going through these overwhelming problems, is God's anointed leader. is described as the man after God's own heart. David is God's chosen leader. He has the literal favor of God upon his life. So in this psalm, we find a truth that is applicable to life. And that truth is that even God's people, even God's anointed, experiences bitter troubles and oftentimes must go through seasons filled with overwhelming obstacles. Matter of fact, in Psalm 34:19, David tells us, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when you are going through a season, and remember, it's just a season. When you're going through a season filled with overwhelming obstacles, remember, my brothers and sisters, that you are not alone. Sometimes the devil will make us feel like we're the only ones going through obstacles and going through overwhelming situations. But the devil is a liar. Listen, David says in verse 1 and 2a of our scriptural text, David prays, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Here David reveals to us that the overwhelming obstacles that he is experiencing in his life caused him to cry out to God. And my brothers and sisters, I have discovered that life has a way of making you cry out to God. Listen, in these days of coronavirus, in these days of economic instability, in these days of uncertainty, many people who at one time did not feel that God was important to have in our lives are now crying out to God. David says, my circumstances, my situations are making me or causing me to cry out to God. And then in verse 2b, David says, when my heart is overwhelmed. Notice with me, my brothers and sisters, that David does not say, if my heart is overwhelmed. But David says, when my heart is overwhelmed. My brothers and sisters, in this life, we will face situations beyond our control. We will face situations when Satan and his enemies are battling against us. We will face some situations when sin rises up in us and even around us. But David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, the word overwhelmed means to throw a dark sheet over to create darkness, means to overcome completely in mind or feeling. Means to give a person too much of something. And I don't know about you, but I am feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling like there's a dark sheet thrown over me. I'm feeling that I've been overcome, or I'm being overcome in mind and in feeling. But, I said but when we are feeling overwhelmed, David says that there are some things that we should remember to do. What is it, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked. David in our text says, when you and I are feeling overwhelmed, that we need to remember to ask God to lead us. Lord, have mercy. David says, in verse 2b, he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Did you hear what I said? David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. Well, someone might be thinking, well, who is the rock? Songwriter wrote, in times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And he comes on and he continues by saying, this rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. David says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Notice with me that David does not say, direct me to the rock that is higher than I. But he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And my brothers and sisters, I have learned that a person can have a map and still get lost. You ever get lost reading your map? Sometimes you and I need somebody to come and get us and lead us to our destination. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to lead me, to guide me along the way. For I know that if the Lord leads me, I will not stray, and I will make it to my destination. David says, when you are overwhelmed, remember to pray and ask God to lead you. But then David would have us to know that when we are feeling overwhelmed, David would remind us that we need to remember to rely on past facts. Let me say that again. When you are feeling overwhelmed, David would remind us to rely on past facts. What do you mean, Pastor Wood? Verse 3, David says, for you, O God, have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. You know what a shelter is, don't you? A place of refuge. A place to run to. You know what a strong tower is, don't you? It is a fortress. So God has protecting us from every direction. So in other words, David is reminding us that God brought us through past overwhelming troubles. God has brought us through past overwhelming trials. And if he brought us through in our past, that we can trust him to bring us through our current situations and circumstances. I don't know about you, but though I am feeling overwhelmed by all that is happening to me personally and happening around me, I've made up my mind. I said I've made up my mind. I don't know about you, but Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood has made up his mind to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord because I know that he has the power to deliver me from every overwhelming obstacle and situation that I face. I will trust in the Lord and not lean to my own understanding. Because if I lean to my own understanding, I might lose the little mind I have. But if I trust him and believe that he's able to bring me out, I know I'll make it. I'll make it. I said I'll make it through every obstacle, through every trial. I'll make it. And guess what? You make it too. You will make it too. So, David tells us, when our hearts are overwhelmed, to lead, ask God to lead us to the rock that is higher than I. And then remember that God has brought us through so many obstacles and overwhelming situations in the past. And if he did it then, he can do it even right now.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.